This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is day 7 of the marriage installment, and today we're looking at another myth. Today's myth reads, I married you, not your family. And just before we go into today's myth, let's just recap yesterday's one. Yesterday we discussed that it is a myth to believe that a partner does not have to put in a lot of effort to see a good marriage. And we said that love is a verb which requires action, which requires constant effort. And we gave you the example of a gardener that has to work in his garden throughout the year. He cannot take a break, because if he does do that, then he finds himself in a problem. Today's myth, I married you, not your family. Well, that is a myth. In the starting, people are willing to wage wars with each other. And they said, yeah, as long as you and I, we're happy, don't worry, we'll weather the storm. We don't have to worry about your mother, and you don't have to worry about my father. We'll just get along with everything, inshallah. But little do they realize that once they are married, they cannot live without their family. They have to keep that tie. They have to maintain that relationship. And especially when the first child comes, when the first child is born in that relationship, automatically the families come from both sides. And if they are not on good terms, then that very same baby can become the means of two families fighting and two families distancing themselves from each other. Now, what role does the family play in our life? That's a question we need to ask. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran states, فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَسِهْرًا. Allah says that one of the bounties that we have given human beings is that we have given him relatives by bond and by marriage. There's two relatives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about here in this verse. Nasaban means the bond that you share with your parents, the blood relation that we're talking about. Wasihra is through the in-laws and outlaws that we become family. So the husband needs to understand that he cannot bar his wife's family out of his wife's life. He cannot say to her that, yeah, from now on you can't talk to your brother, you can't talk to your mother, and you can't talk to your father. If you want to stay with me, you must stay with me, but you can't involve your parents in my house. That is being selfish, because the husband needs to understand that just as he is important to the wife, likewise her parents are also important to her in her life. And it's two different relationships. The relationship that she enjoys with her parents and her family is different to the relationship that she enjoys with you. It is totally selfish to put your partner in a compromising situation where you have to choose between one and the other. You can't do that. You just can't do that. That is being foolish. You can't say, choose me or choose your family. You need both. She needs her parents, her siblings in her life, just as she needs you. And what you need to understand is that both relationships are totally different. You cannot equate them. You cannot put them in the same scale. You cannot put them in the same basket. They're not the same. They are different. The relationship that she has with her brother is totally different to the relationship that she has with you. And likewise, the wife needs to understand that the husband also has a duty towards his parents, and also he is also very close to his family members. And she cannot say, either choose me or your mother, because I just can't stay any longer here in this house, because that is wrong. So we need to work around our issues. We cannot say either this or either that. We can't. The minute we bar family out of our lives, then you will definitely experience problems and turbulence between the two of you. You will definitely. And that's because your family is very close to you. But sometimes you ask a question, Molana, the family, they're not what they're supposed to be. They keep on interfering. They are nosy. They're always nitpicking. They always mind in our business. Well, we have to understand that no matter how cruel the parents may be and may appear to be, at the end of the day, your wife or the husband is not going to abandon them. It's just the nature of that relationship. It's one unique relationship in the world, and no matter how angry you get with mommy and daddy, but at the end of the day, you're still going to love them. 2 days down the line, 2 months down the line, 3 months down the line, you're going to forget about what happened between the two of you, and you're going to patch up again, and you're going to love your parents, because that's just the nature of the relationship. So if you say to your spouse, "No, I'm never going to speak to your parents, or I'm never going to come to your house," then no matter how lovey-dovey you may be amongst yourself, that outside hindrance is always going to tear the happiness in your family. So we have to understand that families play a very important role in our lives. And both partners need to understand that we need to keep good terms with both family members, on her side and on his side. And I know with certainty we get nosy family members, we get difficult ones, we get some people who are very fussy in the family. But think about it like this. Are you going to sit and fight with 10, 20, 30 people for the rest of your lives? Or are you just going to take it as such that, look, these people, we can't change them. Rather, what we can do is try and work around them, inshallah. So it's not like you're going to come into contact with them 24/7. It's those brief, awkward moments that you have with them at family functions or at every other function that you have, or you're popping into your in-laws' house every now and then. It's for that short while, but I mean, come on, for the rest of your life, are you going to carry on fighting with everybody? Anybody say in a family, you're going to pick up, take two arms and say, "Hey, pass up, don't talk." I mean, you'll have no friends left. And like how you have with your own friends, you have disagreements and you don't agree with certain things, it doesn't mean you break your friendship. You overlook that uneasiness and you still regard him as your friend or regard her as your friend. So that's how life is. We have to understand that we cannot bar the family out of our marital life. It's important that we be kind to both of them. It's important that we attend family functions on both sides. Some people are very unfair, very selfish. My family, you must come. Yeah, you must come, otherwise I'll never speak to you. And if it's their family, nah, I don't have to come. Nah, I don't have to come. So that is a problem. Attend functions on both sides. And pop in regularly to pay a visit on both sides. And if there's anyone sick in the family, make it a point to go and visit. Invite the family over now and then. And remember, do acts of kindness for the pleasure of Allah, not to score points. Yeah, see how kind I am to your family. You don't even look at my family. Yeah, don't even talk to me. Oh my. So it's not a pleasurable state to be in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. So don't fight. Don't fight it out. Remember, we cannot bar our family members out of our lives. And there's a beautiful narration that I came across. It was the night of Hafsa radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the Prophet of Allah came to spend the night with her. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the house and she said, "O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will you allow me to go and visit my family? Will you allow me to go and visit my family?" And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "No problem. No problem. You can go, O Hafsa." Now, I want you to just think for a moment. The Prophet of Allah didn't make a big fuss that I come to you in so many days. Basically, if he had 9 wives, then each wife would get her turn in 9 days, isn't it? Although he would visit each one every day, that's a different matter. But spending the night was just once in every 9 night. So she could have said, the Prophet of Allah could have said, "I come to you in so many days. And that also now you want to go to your father." Come on. The Prophet of Allah was understanding. He understood her feelings. He understood her needs. And he allowed her. So it's totally wrong. And we need to also understand that some people are selfish. They limit contact between the wife and her parents in terms of even social networks. Like, yeah, you can't WhatsApp your mother. Yeah, you can't talk to your brother. You can't talk to your sister. Yeah, you want to talk, you must talk to me. Yeah, I'm everything of yours. You get some selfish people like that. Really, it's not nice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. So the myth is, I married you, not your family. It's a myth. Leave it as a myth.